Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that's going to be there. Well, you, that's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by the Kentucky AFL-CIO and the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO, and we appreciate their support very much. Folks, just want to remind you, please go to our website, www.theunionedge.com, and sign up for our eActives newsletter or download the free app for your iPhone or your Android. With that app, you can listen to this radio program anywhere in the world at any time right there on your phone. Catch a live program, listen to the stream, catch a podcast. I got to tell you, it's nothing better than that. More to follow about that, and we're going to be talking about this in depth on my rant. We've got a really neat announcement to make about that. But joining us today, we've got Steve Larchuk, who is the host of Healthcare Politics with Steve Larchuk. Steve, welcome back.
Oh, it's always great to be with you.
Steve, it's a pleasure. We appreciate it. Thank you for spending some time with us today. The administration has gone to great lengths to cut back the funding for announcing the open season for the Affordable Care Act. This just seems like a continuation of let's do everything we can to kill it or harm it and then say, look, we told you it didn't work.
Well, that's right. You give the patient the disease and you say, see, the patient's sick.
Yeah, that's
what they're doing. But it's the good news is you don't hear any more about how all these counties all over the country don't have any players in the marketplace. And that's because all of the gaps have been filled in. Insurers have stepped up and they are actually offering programs through the exchanges. And that's why you never hear that one anymore.
Well, there you go. Just proves it goes to prove that somebody's probably making a buck off of this, and that's fine, but more and more people are getting health care coverage. Let me ask you this. I mean, we've got one more run at, let's do away with the Affordable Care Act going on in Congress. Should we take that seriously?
Well, it's like Donald Trump. Should we have taken him seriously? The answer in retrospect is yes. So using the Trump lesson, yes, we do have to take it seriously. And, of course, this one is sort of packed in with all the hurricane news and the North Korea news and all that, and they're hoping it can slide by. Plus, the president has been beating up on the Republicans, both directly, insulting them and everything else, and indirectly by saying, well, if you don't want to play with me, I'll play with these other guys, my new BFFs, Chuck and Nancy. And that's really part of the strategy to get the Republicans in line with Donald Trump. And so there's a possibility this thing could pass. If it does, it'll be a complete fiasco and disaster, every bit as bad as the last ones that mercifully failed.
There you go. What about Bernie? Bernie's been working on single payer. I'm a fan. You're a fan. Can we get some traction on his legislation?
Well, even he says he doesn't expect it to pass this year, and I think his deal with his co-sponsors is, I'm not really going to make you vote on this. And that's the only reason they were willing to do what they did. But it's all about Donald Trump. If this thing fails the Graham-Cassidy vote, which is what they're trying to push right now in the Senate, if that doesn't go through, don't be stunned if all of a sudden President Trump says, you know, I'm taking another look at that Medicare for All thing. Maybe that's what we ought to do. And, of course, his base will do whatever he wants. It doesn't matter if it's 180 degrees from what he said he wanted before. They'll just say, if Donald Trump wants it, it's okay by me. And it could still happen.
There you go. It could still happen. Yeah. President Trump could get on board with that and pull all the folks on the right of the aisle, and hopefully Chuck can pull all the people on the left-hand side of the aisle. Wow.
Well, the irony there would be the president could call the progressives bluff and say, okay, you say you want single payer, you want the Bernie plan, okay, let's do it. And you've got people like Dianne Feinstein, senator from California, who you would think would have been a co-sponsor. But no, no, no. She's actually quite vocal about not being for single payer because a lot of her money, frankly, and same thing with a lot of other Democratic senators, comes from the healthcare industry. And so they're being pretty skittish about it. So, you know, if Donald Trump really wants to have a legacy, and of course, what else does he want more than that? He would be out front with single payer and Medicare for all because that's what he campaigned on. You know, health care for everybody, better, cheaper, lower drug prices. You know, you don't see any of that coming from any Republican plan. The only plan that's out there that comes close is what Bernie Sanders is pressing.
Steve, in your estimation, if we went for a single-payer health care in this country, employers would kick in across the spectrum. Insured individuals would kick in across the spectrum. Are we looking at doing it a different way?
Well, every time this question comes up of how you're going to pay for it, the real strategy has to be, before we start talking about money, let's talk about, do we really want to do this? Do we mean what we say when we say we think everybody should have fair and full access to quality health care? Because if you don't say that, then there's no sense talking about how you're going to pay for it. But if you get everybody on board and sort of visualizing that that's a possibility, there's a myriad of ways to pay for it. And a good example is out in California. They've been pushing a plan just for California, which is called Healthy California. It already passed the state Senate out there. And they came up with a very easy way of funding the whole thing. And meanwhile, everybody who's paying out of pocket right now for premiums or co-pays, deductibles, things like that, they no longer have to pay that. In almost every case, the individuals would save money, and not a little bit of money, but many, many thousands of dollars. And yes, we can do it, but there's lots of ways to do it. The thing to avoid, frankly, is painting yourself into any one particular strategy before you've got buy-in to the concept of even trying. And so that's what Bernie's trying to push now, making people say, do you really want to have health care for everybody? Because if you do, that's the hard part, because the easy part is finding the money, because ultimately almost everybody will pay less than they do now.
And it would be less expensive for employers too, couldn't it? Correct?
Well, it depends on how they fund it. I mean, you could completely eliminate the employer contribution if you wanted to. I mean, there's all sorts of ways to play this. You can leave it just where it is and find the additional money you need from other sources, like a value-added tax could be a possibility, a gross receipts tax, something like that. There are all sorts of ways to do it. You certainly don't want to layer a lot of new obligations on the employers, but let's keep in mind, a typical big business that's providing group health insurance for its employees is spending anywhere from 20 to 30% of its human resources budget just on the health care. If suddenly Medicare for All is doing that, well, that money is available for everything else. So if they had to pay a little bit more for Social Security, if it went from 7.5% to, say, 10%, you'd have employers lining up saying, where do I sign?
Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Steve, any final thoughts for us today?
Well, as I said it before, don't ever underestimate Donald Trump and his ability to turn on a dime. So I think it's important that everybody call their members of Congress, their senators in particular, and say, hey, we've seen this movie before. When you look at the fine print, all you're trying to do is cut the amount of money that goes toward health care in this country, and saying, well, we're going to block grants to the states is a joke, because you really won't have quality health care. And year after year, the federal government will start chipping away at that, or they just won't raise the amount. And within 5 years, we'll be every bit as bad off as we would have been under the worst of the Republican plans. So keep the faith, support Bernie's plan, send him some money, do what you can to talk it up among your friends and family, and it'll get done.
There you go. Steve, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. How do we find out more?
Well, I think you can go just Google Bernie Sanders at this point. That's That's where I would go and learn. Make sure you understand what the bill is, because it was just announced last week. The details are great. You need to have the details. You know, a lot of people say the devil is in the details. When it comes to Medicare for All, the angels are in the details. So that's what you should do.
There you go. Steve Larchuk of Healthcare Politics, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborist Talk Radio.